Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
And a very good afternoon. You're welcome along to Premier League Friday. It's game week two. This is the show where we try and make you some money ahead of the weekend. And to help us make you some money, we have the author of Beat the Bookies, John Duggan, with us in studio this week. John, how are you?
Jer, I can't wait for the next 9 months of making money.
It's funny you mentioned 9 months, because ordinarily Nathan Murphy's going to be presenting this show, but today he's celebrating the birth of his baby daughter, and so we send him our congratulations on behalf of the whole team. He's either celebrating the birth of his baby daughter, or he's hiding from his losing bets last week. One man not hiding from his losing bets is Leon Blanche, who is in sunny Spain. Leon, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jer. Good afternoon, Jer, and good afternoon, John. How are you guys?
No taunting us today. You were taunting us yesterday on the hurling show with the good weather. And every time you did it, the line broke. So we're here for half an hour today, Leon. So don't taunt us, right?
I won't. I'm going to sit still exactly where I am for the next 30 minutes and hopefully make some money for everyone tuning in.
The only taunting and trash talking allowed in this show today is by me, because I have a very bad reputation when it comes to tipping winners in football. And yet last week, I had nothing but winners.
Premier League Friday, thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
Leon, one of your focuses is definitely going to be on Bet Builder. And I was trying to explain last week how I would have gone into that Man United-Leicester game. It would have been a 6-1 on that match if I'd actually put my money where my mouth is and made the bet. You've got a Bet Builder for us this week to help kind of just explain to everybody how it works. And I mean, I think this is, as I said there, a pretty good way for people to actually understand exactly how a match is going to ebb and flow and try and get involved in a match that might be fairly predictable in terms of the outcome.
Yeah, look, it is, Jer. I think Bet Builder is there for anyone to bet small. Stick a euro on, gives you more excitement while you're watching the game. You can pick a whole range of different markets from any particular game that you want to sit down and look at. And we're looking at the big game this weekend. Of course, Chelsea got off to a winning start last weekend. Arsenal got beaten at home by Man City. Arsenal will travel to Stamford Bridge. I thought we saw how good Eden Hazard was when he came off the bench last week. So we're going to put him in to start against Arsenal at the Bridge. So him to score first, the game to finish in a draw, and there to be over 2.5 goals. If that happens, Hazard first, the game to finish level, and over 2.5 goals in the contest, 80-1. It just gives you a great bit of interest while you're sitting down on a Saturday evening, 5:30 kickoff, stick your euro into the Bet Builder, and you might just strike it lucky. And that's what Bet Builder is all about. It's not about betting big, it's about betting small, but hopefully looking for those huge returns.
So you reckon it's going to be 2-2 or 3-3? If it's a 1-1 draw, your bet doesn't come in. But if it's a 2-2 draw, Eden Hazard scores first, your quid's in at a euro, it's 80-1.
Exactly. And I think there will be goals. I think Arsenal have got to show a little bit more than they did at home against City. They were very lackluster, in my own opinion. I think they'll have to go in this London derby and they'll want to show their manager and their fans that they're capable of putting in a big performance. I think there's going to be goals in this one. I think both teams will definitely score. And that's why we're looking at something like over 2.5 goals. Hazard, the main man for Chelsea, should he score first? And the game, obviously, to finish all square, 80-1.
All right, there's the graphic of Leon's Bet Builder there. So draw match betting, total goals, over under 2.5 is over. And Eden Hazard, first goal score is 80-1. So if you don't reckon that it's going to be a draw and you think both teams are going to score, you can sub in either result for that. So if you think Arsenal are going to win or Chelsea are going to win, then that's exactly how Bet Builder works. But you can see the big odds racking up there at 80-1. All right, John, let's get into the nitty-gritty of this game between Chelsea and Arsenal. And tell us a little bit about what you think of it. We can have a look at the match odds specifically for this one.
Yeah, well, Chelsea with Boyle's force are 5-4 on. The draw is 14-5. Nearly 3-1 on Arsenal, or 16-5, just over 3-1. So we did Premier League Live on Today FM last week. Chelsea was the commentary game against Huddersfield. I think they were very comfortable. And Sarri has said it's going to take 2 to 3 months to get them right. But I think it'll be quicker than that. I think Jorginho, I think that's a bit of downplaying the expectations. And I think actually with playing the 4-3-3 already, Hazard coming on and being extremely sharp, Arsenal looked way off it last week against City, playing the 4-2-3-1, playing it slow out of defence with Cech. And I think against Sarri's kind of pressing game, I think that they might find problems with that. So I think Arsenal's players have a lot more rhythm to find than Chelsea's players so far. And I would really expect a home win. And my bet of the week, folks, is Eden Hazard to score any time at 6-4. I think in 12 matches, Premier League games against Arsenal, he scored four times. I remember watching one amazing run and a brilliant finish. I think about 2014 he scored. He had a great World Cup. And he was really excellent off the bench last week. So Eden Hazard to score any time when the Chelsea don't really have strikers. I mean, Giroud, we know what kind of World Cup
zero
he had. And zero shots, I think, on target. and also we know that what Morata has not brought. But we know what Eden Hazard can bring. And I think Chelsea, with Eden Hazard to score any time, I would fancy him to be just a little bit more advanced than Arsenal, who only, I think, won four times on the road last season, Jer. So Chelsea, I think, will win tomorrow. But it is a London derby, and I suppose we're looking at these two teams as contenders for the top four. Either of them will want to stake their claim. What probably might happen, though, is they might have a draw, and you're looking at then City winning against Huddersfield, United winning at Brighton, and Liverpool winning at Palace. And then these are the kind of themes and development of the top four to top six. We'll see. Tottenham should beat Fulham, and that's why Chelsea and Arsenal, it's an important game for them even already this early.
Yeah, it definitely has the bang of an important game if you're Arsenal. I'm not convinced that Arsenal are going to be able to get a draw in this, Leon. I like the logic that Hazard will score, but I also like the logic that there will be goals. I do think you're right that Arsenal will definitely have to be a bit more attacking. But when you look at that Chelsea team, like, it is the team who won the league 2 years ago, and Willian is absolutely sensational. He's definitely one of those players that the rest of the world wants to buy. But now with a new manager, it looks like he's kind of relatively confident in staying there. They've got this sensational goalkeeper. They've added some strength down the spine of the team. I think there's a reasonable chance that if Chelsea get off to a good start, we'll begin to remember just how good a side they were when they were winning the league, and that actually they might be the team, as opposed to Liverpool, who actually put it up to Manchester City.
Well, I think, Ger, with Chelsea, I was surprised how easily they won last week. Now, maybe that was because of how bad Huddersfield are, or maybe it's because of how quickly the new manager has got his thoughts across to the players. I think it's probably a little bit of both. I thought Huddersfield were dreadful, and any side would have beaten Huddersfield last weekend, to be totally honest with you. But I just feel Chelsea, they're still lacking a leader in the centre of defence. Anytime David Luiz starts as centre-half, I think when you come up against the real opposition, the likes of Liverpool, the likes of City, the likes of a United, and even a Harry Kane, they will have plenty of fun playing against David Luiz. I don't see him as a top-class centre-half, Jer. It might be enough to get past a lacklustre Arsenal side, but I do feel Chelsea will come up against much more sterner tests. And I think Arsenal will be targeting him. They've got to try and look at the weakness on this Chelsea side. And for me, it's Luiz. Still not convinced about Alonso as an orthodox left-back. I thought he definitely played extremely well under Conte as a left wing back. So I still think there's areas where Chelsea can be got at. And that's why I just am going for the draw, because I think Arsenal might be able to nick a point.
OK. Just a quick reminder that we've got some €50 bets to give away. The first one that we're giving away today is going to Gavin Cassidy on the Facebook page for giving us a thumbs up. Good man, Gavin. We'll be in touch with that. It's a €50 free bet courtesy of Boyle Sports. You can get involved by leaving a comment. We've got three of these to give away over the course of the show. We give them back to the three best comments. Just leave us a comment on twitter.com/offtheball. Or you can get us, of course, on Facebook and YouTube as well. It's exactly the same URL. So just a reminder as well that our special this week for new customers, a goal to be scored in Chelsea against Arsenal. If there's a goal scored in that game and you're a new customer and you sign up through the webpage offtheball.com/boilsports, that's 50-1 as an introductory offer. Let's move on to the Manchester City game, because it's Man City against Huddersfield and they're at home. They're a prohibitive price to be backed to win this game, John.
Yeah, with Ball Sports, they're 11-1 on. So, look, if you've got 11 grand and you want to win one, you know, well done for having 11 grand to have that, to be able to have that chance. You know, so the draw is 17-2. Huddersfield are 25-1. Huddersfield, I think they're 17th last season, and I think they're going down. I think David Wagner has done an amazing job, but like, they're really going to be up against the pin of their collar all season. The story, guys, and the story breaking this morning, we knew De Bruyne was going to be out, but it's been confirmed now it's going to be 3 months. I think when Pellegrini had him in 2016, when he had last had a similar injury with his knee, he was out for 12 games. They won four, they lost five. But this is a completely different universe now. You have Bernardo Silva, who could play in a more central role, 43 million signing. You've got Riyad Mahrez, who could play centrally, possibly if they had Jesus in to do more defensive job if he came into the team. You've got David Silva, you've got Raheem Sterling in there, you've got Leroy Sané in there, you've got Phil Foden, the youngster, in there. So I think there'll be enough strength and depth for City to be able to cope. I think it's against the bigger teams, we'll know the deficit of not having Kevin De Bruyne, who's in there because he is a world-class player. But they're going to win tomorrow on Sunday at 1:30 is the kickoff. But really the story is not about City and Huddersfield. The story is about De Bruyne, his injury.
Yeah, the offthewall.com/boilsports special this week is Aguero to score first in Man City against Huddersfield. It's out to 3-1. So if you think Sergio Aguero is going to fill his boots against Huddersfield, and he's got a great record against he's got a great record against everybody, let's face it. And he needs a goal, just to remind everybody that he's the alpha dog in the team. He is 3-1 to score first in that game against Huddersfield. That's an enhanced price for Off The Ball users, offtheball.com/boilsports. Leon, there's not a whole heap to say about this, really. I mean, I think John's right. Huddersfield are really the early runners for cannon fodder this year. And, I mean, they did start really well last season. That was one of the things that allowed them a little bit of breathing space. That's not the case this year for them. And you can absolutely see the pressure coming on this group of players really quickly.
Oh, 100%. That's what I'm saying. I was so disappointed with their effort last week. It was the first game in the new season. They were at home, up against a big side, and they didn't show any type of ambition. It was a miraculous recovery last season. I still don't know how they're even in the Premier League. I was tipping them up last January to go down, but by the skin of their teeth, they managed to stay in. I'd be looking at City racking up a big scoreline here. If you wanted to look at a best, maybe City -2 or even City -3. I like the Aguero special offtheball.com/boilsports. This is the type of game that he'll want to fill his bag. He'll be looking at 2. He'll be looking at 3. Aguero wants to get up. He wants to get off and running. And City to win comfortably. City to win 2-0 is also a decent bet. I don't see Huddersfield troubling Man City whatsoever. This will be a comfortable 3-0, maybe even 4-0 for Man City.
Yeah, and just a reminder, if anybody wants to get involved in the specials that we have, which is the Aguero one this week, if you screen grab your bet and send it into the hashtag OTB special on Twitter or on Instagram, or you can PM us on Facebook, we're going to pick one winner before Sunday's game to supersize that bet for you as well. So if you do take advantage of our specials, let us know about it and we're going to supersize one lucky winner. So let's move on. We should talk about the Liverpool game at Crystal Palace on Monday night. Backing odds on favourites away from home is the fastest way to the poorhouse was a bit of advice I got when I started gambling, and stupidly have not heeded it all my life. But I don't know. Crystal Palace has been the graveyard of dreams for Liverpool down through the decades, and I realise Crystal Palace might not be a sexy team, but they're up and running. They're off to a good start. Roy Hodgson knows what he's doing. I ain't backing Liverpool to win that game.
Palace 6-1. With Boyles, draw 7-2, and Liverpool 5-2 on. Liverpool, for the first time since 1998 last season, won both home and away against Palace. As you say, they've been a bit of a bogey team, especially in the Brendan Rodgers 3-all game after the Gerrard slip. But people sometimes forget about that game at Palace. Liverpool were sizzling last week. Here's a commandment from the John Duggan Temple. Liverpool to win the title, I think. Leon, are they 3-1 or 7-2 to win the title? Liverpool after one game?
Yeah. I think they're 100 to 30, John.
Well, in between, yeah. Liverpool are going to win the title, Leon. It's going to happen.
Well, John, you won't hear any argument from me. I am a Red. But this is a tricky game. This is the type of game where Liverpool have slipped up plenty of times in years gone by. This is a really, really tough game. Palace will be up for this. It's their first home game of the season. They get off to a very, very good start away to Fulham. That was a very, very decent victory. And Liverpool have got to go to sides like Palace away. No disrespect to Palace. But if you want to be winning the Premier League title, you've got to go to Selhurst Park and you've got to win. But it's a very short price. 5-2 on is quite skimpy for Liverpool away from home. Yes, they were breathtaking at times against West Ham. It could have been 7 or 8 at Anfield last Sunday. But this is a tough game. I do hope, and I probably expect them, just to get over the line against Palace. But it's going to be tight. I think this will be a nail-biter. I think there'll be goals. I think Palace will score, and I think Liverpool will score. Both teams to score is the way I'd be looking if I was having a bet on the Monday night game.
Yeah, since Van Dijk scored, we used to, all last season, at the start of the season, one of Kev's tips to everybody in the office was back Liverpool to win, both teams to score every week. And like three times out of five, it would come off early in the season. But after they signed Van Dijk, that defence stopped conceding stupid goals. Now, they've got a good goalkeeper.
Alisson, yeah.
They've got a good centre-back. They've got a good defensive partnership. And they've got a plan where the team defends. So they're definitely getting a bit better and they're definitely getting a bit tighter. That's worth bearing in mind. I should say that, mentioning Kev, Liverpool are part of his treble this week, which you can also get on the offtheball.com/boysports. He's also gone for West Ham and Everton to win. I'm just going to tell you, West Ham are playing at home against Eddie Howe's Bournemouth, who obviously got off to a good start last week. There it is there. 11-10 West Ham to win at home against Bournemouth. Liverpool 9-4 they were when that bet was made to win at Palace. And Everton to win as well at home to Southampton. They're 11-10 on. Now, I think that at this time of the year, one strategy is to take certain teams and oppose them. And taking on Southampton, I think, is a great idea. I think Nathan was here making the case that they still have a really good team.
You just don't like Mark Hughes, though, do you?
I don't really like Mark Hughes. I think he's overrated as a manager. I do. I think that, anyway, so I do think that there's a good chance that Everton beat Southampton. The other one is West Ham to beat Bournemouth. I'm not having that. I can't have West Ham after their supine performance last week. I just can't see myself putting my hand in my pocket and saying, yeah, no, I think this West Ham team, they can represent me this week.
To leave alone this week. I think Everton are a good bet. I mean, you've got Tosin up front. I don't know whether he's the answer, but the rest of the team looks pretty well balanced. Richarlison had a really good, impressive debut against Wolves last week. The demand sent off against Southampton. Yeah, I definitely fancy Everton's chances with Wolves Sports 20-23, even if you're backing odds on. But this is like Burnley, Watford, I find very difficult to call. Burnley having, you know, gone to extra time again in the Europa League last night. Watford having won comfortably against Brighton, but not very good on the road. So are there certain matches which are tricky? Even Cardiff-Newcastle is tricky. Newcastle, a lot of problems at the moment. Cardiff will be good at home, good on set pieces last week, even though they lost against Bournemouth. That one is a tricky one to call. So home advantage, Leicester as well at home against Wolves. So there are lots of tricky matches here.
I'm taking on Leicester, one of the other teams that I'm going to take on this season. Just, Leon, to go back to Kev's treble, what do you make of his one? So I'm just going to remind everybody what it is there very quickly. It was obviously Liverpool to win away from home, Everton to win against Southampton, and then the third aspect of it I have literally just forgotten. Oh yeah, here it is here, West Ham.
Yeah. West Ham. Yeah, look, I agree with John. I fancy Everton. I thought it was a very harsh red card for Jagielka. They were playing very well away to Wolves. Richarlison has settled in nice. I think they'll win. I think Liverpool will get over the line. But like you, Ger, I'd be a little bit worried about West Ham. Now, maybe at home, first game of the season, they've signed a lot of new players. They're trying to gel. But they just looked lifeless against Liverpool last week. I mean, there wasn't an awful lot there. There's no legs in the middle of the park. Jack Wilshere and Mark Noble, both of them are not getting any younger. And they just looked very sedate, one pace. They need legs in that middle, and they don't have it at the moment. Arnautovic is a class player on his day, but I think Bournemouth will fancy their chances of going there and maybe nicking something. So West Ham might be the one to let Kev's treble down.
Yeah, I would definitely be opposing West Ham this week. And I think that it was interesting. Eddie Howe, now the longest serving manager in the Premier League after Wenger's retirement.
I think he's only
41. / sacking. But it matters. That level of consistency matters in performance and being able to trust them. And they've strengthened. And, you know, they just look like a squad and know what they're doing.
They also started very poorly last season. And they're starting off with a win, and I think they play good football. They play good football. They're technically good.
Not bad to watch at all.
They got like Lerma in then for the Colombian, and he's an impressive player. So I think they'll be okay. I think Bournemouth will survive.
So Gavin, who picked up our first free bet at random, has been advised by Davin Finnerty, who clearly isn't one of his mates, says, "Good man, Gavin, make it count. All on Giroud to score a hat-trick," and then smiley face. So don't back Giroud to score a hat-trick. That's my one piece of advice.
Giroud's never going to score again
this week. That's our overreaction Friday here. So the second winner of our 50 quid, another one picked at random. Louise is awful, says Kevin O'Keefe. Come on, Kevin, you pick up a 50 quid bet from Boyle Sports for agreeing with Leon. I actually don't think David Luiz is as much of a liability anymore. I think he's matured a little bit as his time has gone on. And I liked the way Chelsea approached last week, and the fact that they have brilliant players who it looks like they're going to keep. If they can keep Hazard for this month.
Even Pedro last week, I thought, was really sharp.
Yeah.
And maybe they're buying into this guy. I think this guy is interesting, this Sarri. He's been around a long time. A little bit controversial, colourful character. But I think the football he played at Napoli and Empoli was pretty special. And I think that he's going to surprise a few people in the Premier League.
I was actually a bit surprised too by Newcastle last week. I know you were saying Cardiff Newcastle is a difficult game to pick, but I thought that they played well. They hit the crossbar, and 6-4 is a big price about them away from home. I think Cardiff, like, there was a lot of nonsense talked about Cardiff and in the aftermath of the game last week. Oh, they're going to be hard to beat. They'll be well set up.
No, they're going to be 20th. That's where they're going to be.
Yeah.
But it just, first game at home, crowd behind you, whether they're playing in red or blue. Like Warnock will put, like, he'll set them up in a certain way. But I would agree that Benitez is an exceptional manager who improves players, has had a really tough time with the owner. So I wouldn't be surprised if they win. And they haven't been beaten, I think, since the 80s against Cardiff in a league match. They've won 10 league games in a row, Newcastle against Cardiff. So they do have the Indian sign. But yeah, would I be waiting in on it? Ooh, I'm too nervous. I'm too nervous.
No.
All my money is on Liverpool for the title, Ger.
Well, that's a long time away. I'm looking for some instant gratification here. My instant gratification this week is coming from my bet, which is Wolves to win and both teams to score. So I'm taking on Leicester City, right? And this is a decent price. I can see this being a 2-1, or like a very close game with lots of goals. So it's 14-5 Wolves away from home. And then with a mini bet builder, I've teamed that with both teams to score. It improves to 6-1. I was impressed with Wolves. I think they've got like a common language.
Well, Portuguese. I think there was four players in the team last night. Last week, I think Ruben Neves obviously is the star man. But what does that say about the Premier League? I think it's a little bit unsettling now. When I was looking at those stats, it sort of unsettles me a bit.
If there was four Irish lads, we'd be like, "Yeah, isn't that great?"
Yeah, yeah. I suppose, Burnley, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the Portuguese people who are watching football in the Premier League, are like, "Oh, this is brilliant."
Yeah, but it just shows how global it's gone.
Totally. Yeah.
Speaking of Portuguese, of course, we can't forget Jose. You know.
Well, yeah. I'll get to Jose in 1 minute, right? Because I want to know what you think about my Leicester Wolves. I'm taking Leicester on. I think that Leicester are candidates for...
I don't know, Ger. I was impressed with Leicester in the season opening game away at Old Trafford. I'm really impressed with the young kid who they signed off Norwich.
Madison, yeah.
Madison. He's a really, really technically gifted lad. And I just think Vardy should start. Came off the bench at Old Trafford, scored. I don't know whether Wolves are good enough to go there and win. I agree with you that I think both teams will be able to score because it'll be an open game of football. There's a lot of pressure on Claude Puel, however. And if he doesn't win this game, you can see he's favourite to be the first manager to get sacked in the Premier League. And I can see why. I think the owner is losing a bit of patience with him. The fans are not right behind him. He needs a win. And he needs a big win at home against Wolves. The last thing he wants is for a side who got promoted to come to their first home game of the season and go away with all 3 points. I'm going against you, Jer. I think Leicester are good enough to beat Wolves 21-20 at home. It's a decent price.
Fair enough. I can see why. And I do think both teams to score is definitely something worth looking at.
Leicester conceded 60 goals last season in all competitions.
And I don't think they're any better this year. I'm not sure.
Well, they're a ninth place team, and that's good for Leicester. And they've made some good... I think Madison is a good signing. I think they're going to be similar there or thereabouts. But as Leon said, the upheaval of if Puel is given the vote of confidence, that could probably cause a problem. But I think there will be goals.
OK, just a quick reminder, of course, if you do partake in any of our specials this week on offtheball.com/boilsports, we have an extra competition for you. Just screen grab your bet and send it to the hashtag OTB special. You can DM us on any of our social accounts. You can get in touch with us on Facebook as well, and we will supersize that bet. But your deadline is Saturday morning before around about noon, so you've just got to get in touch before that. We'll have our specials up for next week on Monday as well, so if you miss your chance this week, then you'll have plenty of opportunity to get involved. Let's talk Jose. Two quick ones, sorry, before I get to that. I agree with John about Rafa. Excellent manager. Poor Kev has no clue about tipping, says Dennis Carey on Facebook. But my last €50 free bet today is going to James Henry, who is in contact on Facebook. Good shout, lads. Although I'm a Liverpool fan, I think Chelsea will be there or thereabouts this season. Sarri is a good coach and they still have the core of the Championship winning team. With Willian and Hazard, they'll trouble any team. I think if you have Willian and Hazard engaged, then that's as good a duo as any other team has in the Premier League. And like all of a sudden, that's going to fire you into close enough to the top two and win the games like I think the one this week against Arsenal. But let's talk Jose to wrap this up tonight. Brighton against Manchester City. Man United are touch odds on as well in this one away from home. And these are the games, Leon, that last season there were some struggles for Manchester United.
Yeah, and look, Brighton's home record kept them in the Premier League last season. They were dreadful on the road. And Chris Hughton, I think he should have been manager of the season last year. The job he done to keep Brighton in the Premier League was remarkable. But this is a big test. United are coming into town. I still don't know what's going on between Pogba and Mourinho. I think it's a bit of a circus and it's a bit of a sideshow. It's taking away the limelight from Jose, but I'd fancy United, Ger. I think they're good enough to go to Brighton and just get all 3 points. Brighton are a big price. They're 4-1 at home. United are 3-4 and the draw is 13-5. Now, as you rightly said, backing odds on shots away from home is a tricky way to be playing. But I think United, if they have any aspirations, the one thing you don't want to do is, you know, City are going to have 6 points because they're going to beat Huddersfield. You don't want to be falling behind Man City at any time during this season. You've got to stick the pace with them. And I think United will need to win this game. And I think they will. I think they'll win it and probably win it to nil. I think United are good enough to keep clean sheets away. They only conceded one goal more than Man City did last year. And so that's why I said it last week. I couldn't understand why Jose wanted to spend all this money on a centre half, because the back and the keeper are very, very solid indeed. It's going forward. Jose needs to loosen the reins a bit. Let the players who can express themselves, let them go out, let them attack, and let them do what they do best, and that's score goals. United, for me, to get all 3 points.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Leon. I think that, was it 3-4? Obviously, there are odds on bet, but Brighton didn't have any shots on target last week against Watford, and Hughton really couldn't put his finger on why, and that would worry me a bit. I think Lukaku will come back into the team this week. They lost to Brighton at the Amex last season, and that's what Leon is talking about. If you're a Liverpool fan or United fan, you don't want to see your teams dropping points in these matches. They should be winning away from home early in the season. That's the zeitgeist of how Manchester City won the Premier League by 19 points last season and were 25 points ahead of Liverpool. But I think United will win. I think Pogba getting the captaincy is a good thing. I think it was disappointing to see him come out and say that he'd be fined if he said certain things. I think he should have left it and put it to bed after giving that performance when he got the captaincy against Leicester. But I will expect them to win. I think Bailly and Lindelof were good last week. In centre of defence, and I think Brighton might struggle this year. I think Brighton will be, like Huddersfield, in that mix for relegation.
And Leicester City, I'm telling you. You heard it here first. Leon, good stuff. Enjoy sunny Spain, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All the best, lads. Have a great weekend.
Leon Limerick for the hurling.
I agree with you, John. We're all in. We're all in Limerick. I think they are good enough. I think they're a decent price at 13-8 to win it inside 70 minutes.
Come on, Leon.
The other thing that we should mention is the if you think both teams are going to score a goal in the All-Ireland Hurling Final, we've got an enhanced offer for Off The Ball users as well on offtheball.com/boilsports. It's out to even money from 5-2 on. So I've had a little thing with that, not going to lie. I think both teams are probably going to score a goal. Now, they actually don't score as many goals in these games, these two teams in particular, as you might expect. But I think in an All-Ireland Final, there'll be a little bit of nerves. The defenders might make mistakes. The weather forecast at the moment ain't spectacular, so good opportunity for both teams to score goals. John, good stuff. Hopefully we'll see you at the same spot next week if we've actually managed to tip any winners. Otherwise, it might be an entirely brand new set of hosts again. Good luck.
Football on Off The Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.